Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The one thing that helped us out, and like you talked about late in games, when we got them in obvious passing situations and when we made Geno Smith push the ball down the field, he did not have a lot of success doing that. And part of that it was thanks to got some pressure when we were able to get them in them long passing situations. And then part of that too is I think AJ Terrell had a pretty good bounce back game. He had not had a great, he not had a great couple of first games. He will tell you himself that he struggled, but I think he did a fairly good job on DK Metcalf. Had a couple of pass breakups, had a couple of pass deflections, did a couple of really nice jobs covering. So AJ Terrell, I think, had a very nice bounce back game, which was imperative because it really did not allow Geno Smith to push the ball down the field. I mean, I know they really weren't trying to do that a whole lot anyway, but when they did, it wasn't really there. It wasn't really open. And I think a lot of that is part of how the secondary played.
Well, they do want to take shots with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett to an extent.
Yes.
And they did take a shot or two, and I thought your point, AJ, was there. Even the touchdown, I don't know who's – you go back and you look at it, and we talked about it. Looks like AJ kind of releases him because they were in – it would appear to be zone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Hawkins didn't get there in time, so it's just like it's not at all AJ, look at him giving up more touchdowns. It was kind of a joint thing.
Right.
And that's what happens with some of the zone coverages where you have a guy to a certain extent. But I do think, and I'd love to hear someone ask Dean Pease about this, on that touchdown. Like, hey, coach, can you go through what happened there? Obviously, Dean is ahead of the game football knowledge with most of us, but it did appear to be zone, and it was at a play where maybe depends because of where they're at, just AJ got to recognize. I'd have to go back and watch the entire thing,
right?
The actual play again, because I can't really tell if there was another guy there that maybe AJ was paying attention to, but maybe AJ should just go with that. Maybe you should just let AJ match up with a guy like DK Metcalf in the red zone anyways. I don't know. That was a thing that I had talked about all week.
Yeah.
Was the red area and how that was an important thing. And this team had not scored touchdowns in the red area. We hadn't scored them ourselves. We were only going 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seahawks had three possessions in the red area with no touchdowns. Now,
yep.
The thing I would like to say is that the Seahawks had five possessions in the red area,
mm-hmm.
and they only scored two touchdowns out of it.
That's what you needed to do.
So that was an improvement
yep.
by our defense. And honestly, our offense went down there and scored three times out of four, which they were coming in at 50%. They had only scored two touchdowns in the red zone all year.
Yeah.
So to go ahead and top that with three and to add, go 75%, that was good to me. That was a step. That's how you win games. And this is a game where despite the little things popping up, like the Mariota fumble, the Mariota Algier miscommunication on the zone read, the fumble, you were still able to overcome that. You did the little things this week.
You did.
And that was important. That's something I've harked on. Mm-hmm. And I hope that this team, a young team, kind of found out and realized, hey, that there was one of the things they got to learn how to win games.
Right.
This was a game where I felt like they won. They didn't get handed them. They went and won because they learned how to finish a little bit better. And that was important.
Yeah, no, very important. That was the thing that really was holding them back in the first two games. You just didn't finish. You didn't make the plays. You didn't execute down the stretch when it counted the most. And they did that this week on defense. You know, you gotta get a stop, and they did that. Grady Jarrett gets a big sack. And even before that, I think Lorenzo Carter got a sack. And then Grady Jarrett gets a sack. And then Richie Grant gets that interception. So big plays were made when they needed to, and you finished the ball game and you made the plays when you needed to. So that was vitally important. I want to switch to the offense a little bit now, Bo Morgan, because, man, we got to talk about this guy. Because, I mean, Cordell Patterson had himself a day. And we thought he went off in the Saints game. Man, he went off against the Seattle Seahawks yesterday. Could not be stopped. Hurdling guys, running guys over. I mean, Cordell Patterson looks like he's been drinking out of the fountain of youth these past two seasons for the Atlanta Falcons. So, I know Cordell Patterson was making a lot of great runs, running very physical, running very hard. But I think we need to start giving some credit to this offensive line, Bo Morgan, because, or at least more than we have been, because, you know, the offensive line was something we were a little skeptical about. And the offensive line, you know, they played well. They've played well. They've been creating holes for Cordell Patterson. They've been doing good things. And even yesterday, not having Elijah Wilkinson, who was out because of personal reasons, and Kobe Gossett filling in. I mean, they got the job done, and they dictated the terms in the line of scrimmage as far as on the offense goes. So is this offensive line really better than we expected? Or, I mean, is it more of a schematics thing? How do you feel about this offensive line play so far?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I think the offensive line has been much better than last year. Much improved. I don't think they've been terrible. They've been really good. They did a really good job with Aaron Donald in week two. We didn't even hardly call Aaron Donald's name in week two. That was a really good positive. But honestly, I think the offensive line's done a good job. They've opened holes. The thing that makes Cordarrelle Patterson the guy right now is the way he hits the hole. There's no hesitation. He sees a hole. He hits it. He goes. And then he delivers some blows. We had him on post game on the Falcons Radio Network, and I don't make a habit of doing this because these guys are trying to get home, blah blah blah. But when Cordarrelle left the interview, the way he had to go was right where I was standing, because obviously I'm a part of those as far as getting them on the air and everything. And I just kind of stood like this, kind of like that in his way, and he looks at me, and I said, "Dude, I said we're gonna get you 1,000 yards this year."
Yes, sir.
And he's like, "Boy, I hope, because you know, I had to double check, but he's had 200-yard games. He's well over 300 yards rushing already through three games, and he had a run out there in the second half, and he hurdles a guy, lands, takes these giant strides, because he's 6'4", guys. He's not a little guy. Excuse me, 6'2". He's a big dude, but he's a big 6'2", 220. This guy looks like a linebacker coming downhill. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's bigger than a couple of our linebackers. to be honest, he's bigger than a few of their linebackers, to be honest with you. Uh-huh. And so he comes downhill, and then he just unloads on the free safety, Josh Jones, number 13. I think it was number 13. I mean, just buries him, and still is going. Finally went down, but man, this guy, he is so much fun to watch. I'm gonna tell you something. Mm-hmm. That first drive in the second half, you know, they come out, I think they get a field goal to start the second half, and it's 23-20.
I think you're right.
Or 23 17. I don't know. I can't remember.
I think it was right. 23-20. I'm pretty sure.
He goes right down the field, and he was just, they were just huge holes. And yeah. He was running through them, just gone. Dominating. And it was really fun to see. Dylan, he had 34 yards on 7 carries in the first half, averaging just under 5 yards a carry. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Nope.
In the second half, he had 10 carries for 107 yards. He ended up with an 8.3 yard average.
That's so, ridiculous.
Really picked it up.
Yeah.
And just fun to watch. You know, just the guy, just amazing. Great second half for him. And he's really stirring the pot for this team. Mm-hmm. He is a difference maker. You have to worry about him. The only thing that concerns me so far is how many carries. Mm-hmm. I don't want this to be a thing, and I'm not saying it is, but I don't want him to wear down. I mean, he's got 49 carries so far this year for 302 yards. He's averaging 100 yards a game.
Yep.
He's got a couple of touchdowns on the ground. And by far and away, the leading ball carrier. I mean, the next closest guy is Tyler Allgeier with 16 carries. Next running back, Marcus Mariota has carried the ball 25 times himself. So this team averaging 156.7 yards a game. This really helped them win this game. And by the way, they were rolling in that drive before Dronegate happens. They're rolling, Dylan.
Yes.